Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has warned of a difficult summer ahead after New South Wales firefighters battled multiple blazes over the weekend. The National Council for Fire and Emergency Service has identified increased risk of fires across parts of southern Western Australia and New South Wales. Large parts of Victoria are also highlighted as having an increased fire risk later in the season following long-term rainfall deficiencies. Christy McBain is the Minister for Emergency Management. Christy McBain, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Mel.
So we've seen dozens of homes destroyed so far in the fires in New South Wales and Tasmania and also Western Australia earlier. How worried are you about this season? Should we be bracing for more severe fires this summer?
Well, we're in high-risk weather season, and I think what we've seen so far from a tropical cyclone in Northern Territory and WA to severe hailstorms in Queensland and obviously bushfires now in Tasmania, New South Wales, and we've got bushfires in Queensland at the moment. We know that it will be a summer where we'll have to prepare, and I think it's really important that we continue to do that, make sure we've got our emergency plan in place, communicate that with family and friends, and continue to heed the advice of our emergency services.
What sort of support is there that the federal government has marshalled for those who are being affected by the bushfires that are happening right now?
I think most importantly, you know, my thoughts are with people who have been impacted, and we know there's been a loss of homes in New South Wales and in Tasmania. You know, it's a difficult time of the year to be without, you know, all of your possessions, and I think that's really hard in the run up to Christmas. And as the Premier has highlighted this morning, unfortunately, there's been a loss of life in a New South Wales Parks and Wildlife firefighter. Which is incredibly difficult at this time. It is really important, I think, that we continue to heed the advice of our emergency services. But so far, we've set up our disaster recovery funding arrangements with six local government areas that have been impacted by bushfires in New South Wales, which is Central Coast, Mid Coast, Upper Hunter, Muswellbrook, Warrumbungle and Dubbo.
Are you confident that we've got the resources in place that we need to handle multiple bushfire fronts in different states, other cyclone and storm disasters in other areas? Do we have the capacity we need to manage all of these?
Yeah, you know, with the New South Wales fires at the moment, we've got 52 advice bushfire warnings at the moment. And New South Wales have said it's all within state capacity. I've been in contact with my New South Wales counterpart, Minister Jihad Dib. You know, it's really important, I think, that we continue to work with the states as events roll out, and that's what we'll continue to do. The National Emergency Management Agency has been in regular contact with emergency services in Tasmania and New South Wales over the last couple of days in regards to bushfire, and we'll continue to be on standby to support the states as they require it.
We know that volunteer numbers are significantly down. We're particularly seeing that in the RFS in New South Wales. A lot of the volunteers are getting older as an average age. Are you worried about this trend when it comes to trying to marshal these resources for this time of year?
I think it's really important that you know, we continue to support our RFS volunteers in particular. You know, it's a really difficult job that they are doing at a time where, you know, people literally run away from what is quite a harrowing experience. We've got members of our community that run towards it to protect not only property but livestock and livelihoods. So, you know, they deserve our utmost thanks. But what they really want is more people to join them. And, you know, I know locally, following on from the Black Summer bushfires, we saw a big peak in people who wanted to volunteer and help. After the Mid-North Coast floods earlier this year, that spontaneous volunteerism went through the roof, and the New South Wales SES coordinated that really well. So we've got to be able to harness that for the long term as well.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and my guest is the Minister for Emergency Management, Christy McBain, from the federal government. Minister, this summer season, it's not just bushfires, of course. We've talked about the need to prepare for flooding and severe thunderstorms. What should households be doing if they're not immediately impacted right now? What should they be doing ahead of the summer period?
Yeah, it is incredibly important to have, you know, a plan in place. Make sure you've got your emergency evacuation kit. Always really handy to have a wireless and batteries so that you can get emergency correspondence, particularly if power is out and your phone has run out of battery. It's always important to know where your evacuation places are located so that you can make a plan on whether you stay or whether you go early. As a federal government, obviously have our flagship disaster ready fund, and we are looking at how we invest in risk reduction, resilience and preparedness projects. Just a couple of weeks ago, I announced the successful round 3 projects, so 96 projects around the country. So far, since the Albanese government came in to power, we've funded 446 projects around the country for around $600 million. And these are projects that communities have been calling for, like a cyclone shelter on Palm Island or flood protection in Narendra. So it's really important that we're working with councils and state governments to invest in those risk reduction projects too.
And look, just finally, as a senior member of the government, we're seeing a lot of pressure at the moment on your colleague Annika Wells over her use of travel allowances. There's not a suggestion she's broken any rules, but in your view, has she exercised poor judgment?
I think Minister Wells has fronted the media and given some explanations on why those things have been done. To be frank, my focus has been on bushfires, so I haven't been following the story too closely because obviously we've had a lot of correspondence going back and forth with New South Wales and Tasmania. I think we understand that it's all within the rules, but you know, it's important that we are scrutinised. It's important that we're transparent. And I think she's done that by reporting all of the appropriate costs and fronting the media to answer the appropriate questions.
All right. Christy McBain, thank you very much for joining us. And we certainly share in your message of heartfelt support for those who are without a home and for that firefighter in the New South Wales Parks and Wildlife Service who has died. Thank you for talking to us this morning.
Good to be with you, Mel.
And that news is just coming to us this morning that a firefighter's died, a New South Wales Parks and Wildlife Service officer. That was around 11 o'clock last night. The paramedics tried to revive him, but he died at the scene. So terrible news this morning.